This is an interview. This is an interview with Mr. Bill Snyder, a reporter for the Gallup Independent. The interview is being held in Mr. Snyder's home in Gallup, New Mexico, on July 20th, 1970. The interviewer is Joel Bernstein. The subject is the Gallup ceremonial trial that was held in Santa Fe last week. Mr. Snyder covered the trial for the Gallup Independent. Mr. Snyder, why don't we start with some of your impressions of the trial, any observations you would care to make since you were covering the thing from the beginning?
Well, my chief impression of the trial is that the plaintiffs, Michael Benson and Eddie Brown, June Tracy, Linda Hubbard, the four plaintiffs really didn't get their case presented right. They really just didn't get their point through, and this is partially due, first off, to the ground rules that were laid down apparently in some sort of a pretrial hearing with the Judge Kerr, and also due to the fact that the point that they were trying to bring out was a hard one to sort of bring out into a trial, because it was basically of a subjective nature rather than simple objective facts. The main point that the plaintiffs tried to show was they attempted to show to the court that the state of mind of the defendants was such that they were not just trying to prevent a disturbance, and they weren't just trying to attempt to forestall any difficulties that might be brought on by the leafleting. They were really trying to get rid of a bunch of radical people, and because they just didn't want them around, they didn't want to have this said, and they just didn't want to flap, and so they decided, let's just throw these guys out, and of course, all the time looking upon them as nothing but a bunch of rabble-rousers. So this is the main effort that the plaintiffs' lawyers tried many times to bring into the trial, and as they would go through the questioning of the various witnesses, either Mitchell or Robert Hanna would begin a line of questioning that sort of had the purpose of developing or bringing out of the witness what their state of mind was while this thing was going on. And whenever this happened, what would happen is that the defense lawyer, this guy Bird, would immediately hop to his feet and object. And the court generally sustained them because it was felt that the question was just something that was so subjective that it wasn't relevant to the whole trial.
They were defended by the DNA, weren't they? It's Ted Mitchell and the DNA.
Well,
I'm sorry, prosecuting. They prosecuted.
They were the prosecuting right. attorneys. Right. I guess is how you say it. So the problem with their case was that here they were trying to bring into the court this highly subjective thing of the state of the mind of the defendants, and yet the court really wouldn't accept that because it just wasn't something nice and solid like a good hard fact of what happened exactly 11:05, such and such a time, and such and such.
Now, from your observation as you attended the trial, did you feel that the case that Benson and the other young Indians were trying to make, did you feel it was a valid case, knowing what the attitude is here in Gallup and knowing something about the ceremonial?
Yeah, it was a valid case, but again, their case in the trial and even at the incident was sort of hamstrung by the fact that they were attempting to fight their cause in a way that, at least as far as the court trial was concerned, brought in all of these outside, more or less extraneous attitudes and opinions and prejudices, which were alleged to be held by the defendants, and yet the court wouldn't accept that because, well, as Judge Kerr said often in the thing, he's going to judge the trial by what happened and not by what people thought. And since it was really sort of essential that the plaintiffs bring in what people were thinking and their attitudes and their prejudices and their reactionary political views, etc., the plaintiffs really didn't get their point into the trial, and so as a result, as far as I'm concerned, the trial was run by the defense. I mean, as far as a strict interpretation of the facts, why the defense didn't do so bad. Now, I shouldn't say it was won by the defense. It's just that the defense put up a heck of a good fight, and the plaintiffs just really didn't get their point across. What was the whole thing?
Where are you from? Are you from Gallup, New Mexico, originally?
No, originally I'm from Davenport, Iowa.
Oh, well, how long have you been here in Gallup?
This would be about 3 months, I guess.
Well, all right, as sort of a newcomer, or if I think in Gallup's terms, you'd probably be an outsider. What has been the reaction of the town, as best as you can gauge it, to this trial and to the whole sequence of events that led up to the actual trial? I know well, go ahead, why don't we answer that one first and then go on to that.
Well, the attitude of the town, now again, I'm being asked to comment about a town I don't know much about, but it seems to me that the town, generally speaking, is rather pro-association, at least in regard to the trial, in regard to this particular incident. It's rather obvious that the town, maybe I shouldn't say rather obvious, but it is indeed my impression that the town has the opinion that the ceremony was a good thing. It makes a lot of people a lot of money. And there's no doubt about that. It's a million-dollar business. And they don't want to see a good thing, given any flap or anything like this about it. They just want to... Their attitude is that they don't want anybody to rock the boat, is their attitude. In other words, yep. They got this nice, smooth sailing ship. Don't anybody make any waves because we're all doing fine, see?
Do you have any feeling that they are concerned in any way about the Indians involved, or is this just strictly one of the things the town has?
I would say that their concern about the Indians is, and again, it's nothing more than my opinion. It's almost compartmentalized. In other words, there is on one side a very much a respect for some of the aspects of the Indians. I'm sure that that you would find many people who look upon the Indian dancers as with a great deal of esteem. In other words, they look upon those dancers and say these men are real artists in doing their dance thing. But at the same time, they don't want him living next door. It's that kind of a thing. I'm afraid I lost track of the question now. Could you?
Yeah, I just
help me out.
What kind of attitude does the town have toward the Indians themselves? It's always been my impression, and here again, I'm reasonably new to the area. I've been out here 2 or 3 years now, but my feeling has been that Gallup's attitude toward the Indians is that they are just another commodity which they market in the summer, and that there's very little concern really about Indian culture, the Indian way of life, but the town is really, in a sense, prostituting them.
Well, that's true about a lot of people in the town, but I don't think that, again, you can get to the truth of the matter unless you realize that there are some people who you must accept from that general attitude. There's a lot of people who do look upon the Indians as nothing more than just a good way to make money off of all the tourists driving through, etc. But I think there is among some of the more enlightened people, and there's probably not too great a community of enlightened people in Gallup, but that they respect the Indians, but they really either don't know how to get along with them on a day-to-day basis, or they just don't want to. It's sort of of a cross-cultural problem that is faced with, between almost every two different cultures that you have. And that is that, you know, each culture can see something nice on the other side, but they really don't know how to cope with them on a day-to-day basis. And this is...
Was the attitude at the trial on the part of the members of the ceremonial board, was it one of rigidity? That is, from reading the newspaper accounts and your stories included, my view was that the people in the town, just, or at least their attitude at the trial, was that they just couldn't understand why these young Indians would be protesting, and they didn't really seem to take the view that, that there was any legitimate grounds for protesting, as the young Indians were trying to do, led by Benson.
That is sort of a good description of their attitude. Their attitude is that these people should have, and they were rather upset when they didn't come to them, sat them down, and all had a big rap session before they went out and did their leafleting. And their other objections are that there are opportunities for Indians to become members of the ceremonial association. So therefore, in their opinion, if they've got a gripe, why don't they join and work sort of through the system, quote unquote, to change things. And they also seem to have the attitude that since the dancers and the performers come more or less voluntarily to this thing every year, matter of fact, they hold the opinion that the Indians really look forward to the ceremonial, not only the dancers who dance at the ceremonial, but also just the local Indians who show up just to watch the show, really look forward to the whole thing sort of enthusiastically. It's sort of the big festival of the year type deal, see? And so therefore they figure, well, if the dancers are not complaining about the way the ceremony is being run, and the tourists aren't complaining about the ceremony, if the tourists are not complaining about the way it's being run, well then, really nobody else has the right to come up and bitch, because nobody else is really involved. That's sort of their attitude.
And what's the attitude of the young Indians? What exactly do they want?
Well, first off, what they want, of course, is to see greater Indian control of the entire event. What they want is they want the whole ceremonial to be run by the Indians. And there's, I don't know, I suppose there's arguments for that, and there's arguments not necessarily for total Indian control. I think that a candid attitude of one of the ceremonial officials, if he was really to get a candid attitude, is that, in their opinion, the Indians are not capable of running this type of a show. They just don't have the management skill to pull such a big thing off. You know, they're not used to handling all the money and all the mailing and all the problems that in the organization, etc., that goes into this thing. So, as far as what I think of their real attitude, that would probably be one of their real attitudes about Indians taking over the ceremonial, although you probably wouldn't ever get them to say it publicly.
Mm-hmm. What about the Indians? They seem to express a view that they could run it themselves. Is that what they're angling for? Do they want this move to the reservation and out of Gallup so that the Indians not only profit psychologically but also make all the financial profit as well?
Well,
is this becoming an economic football?
Yeah, there's always economics involved. I really don't think that's the main factor. It's sort of an our thing, quote unquote, type deal where the Indians conceive of this whole thing as theirs, in the sense that it's their culture that's being represented, and therefore, since it's their culture, they should run it, and not have somebody who is outside that culture and doesn't understand it, doesn't appreciate it because he is outside it. Not having anybody like that running it, it's sort of an idea that their culture is being corrupted by the mere fact that the event isn't being run by the Indians as well as being participated in by the Indians.
Is this the first trial that you've covered of this kind between, say, the two cultures, the white Indian trial, since you've been here in Gallup?
Yeah, I'm afraid it is. This is a whole new experience for me.
What does it conform to what your preconceived ideas? Well, obviously, when you came to Gallup, you must have had some ideas of what it must be in terms of Indian culture and the white Indian relationship and so on. Does this conform to what your preconceived ideas were, or have you got radically different views of it now?